Mad Marv's Notebook for August 13, 2012. I've just come back from my Toastmasters meeting, and where one of my friends gave a speech on the Three Little Pigs. He was actually working off of the advanced manual for Toastmasters, one of the advanced manuals, this one concentrating on storytelling. And he took a classic fairy tale or folk tale and told it in the style of a campsite story. Where everybody in the audience just made this big semicircle, and he sat down and started telling us a story, which is a very big break from the traditional Toastmasters speech method, where you stand up at a lectern and deliver your speech, just not written, but kind of off the cuff and kind of prepared, whereas this one is all from memory, and he was making up quite a bit of it as he went along, I think. For example, every time the big bad wolf would approach one of those little houses, he'd knock on the door, and one of the little pigs inside would say, "Go away, go away, I'm watching the Olympics," or, "Go away, go away, I'm watching the election results." He did little things to just change the story ever so much so that we would know that he's talking, well, just to bring a current day cultural reference to pull you out of the story. Otherwise, well, The Three Little Pigs, everybody kind of remembers that story from the Disney cartoon. And I don't know if you can actually tell that story nowadays without anyone, you know, remembering the Disney cartoon. And to make a story that well-known kind of your own and to make yourself memorable, that's quite a challenge. I'm not sure how I would do it without pulling some kind of trick like what he did. And he did it very well. This is the same friend of mine who last year he won the district humorous speech contest. Basically, every Toastmaster club in the state ended up competing, and he got to the top and he won the contest. So I think he has the bug now for the speech contest, and I expect he's going to go pretty far and compete in a lot of them from here on out. Anyway, in other news, I was listening to Tech News Today on the way back, and they were talking about the layoffs at Google and Motorola, something like 4,000 jobs. And the interesting part was that they're speculating that Google may be dressing up Motorola for an eventual sale. Now, when Google acquired Motorola last year, everyone knew it was for Motorola's patent portfolio, and presumably Google's going to hold on to the patent portfolio. And if all goes to plan, they just sell off the manufacturing division. But the one question I have is, who would buy the manufacturing division without the patent portfolio? Because Motorola, you know, in the Android market, they come up third behind Samsung and HTC. And that just puts them ahead. I think it puts them ahead of where Nokia and RIM are right now. So I'm not exactly sure if there's any strategy to that strategy. They may not get any buyer if they try to sell off that division without any IP to go along with it. But let's see. In personal news, I guess I finished editing the Star Trail pics from two nights ago. I posted them to Flickr. And yeah, yesterday I also linked it to my podcast. I put it in the blog entry after I was finished recording. It came out pretty well, I think. The star trails themselves took up most of the picture, but if you look in the water, you can kind of see the details of the wave action and some of the lights from the fishermen doing their torching thing. I gotta try that more often. Star trails look kind of fun. Now, if I had just managed to point the camera in the direction of the North Star, I might have had the focal point where all the stars revolve around. That would have made it really cool, but I had it just outside the frame. So I think I gotta go try that again sometime. And on that note, I'll wrap it up and talk to you tomorrow.